If you could have that psalm open in front of you, it will be helpful as we look through it. It's on page 570 in the Church Bibles. Today is a significant day as we remember those that have given their lives by fighting on behalf of our country. A million British men and women died in the world wars, and many, many others have died as a result of warfare in the following years. Today we wear poppies, we spend moments in silence, we will stand next to monuments and we will hear names read out, we will shed tears, we think of those that have given so much for us. But we also remember and thank God for the fact that he has been good to us and that we have known peace here since then. And I pick this psalm in particular to contemplate this morning as a number of things that I think will be a helpful reminder to us on this day. And it allows us to not only remember that there will be things of difficulty that we will come across in our lives, but will hopefully remind us that God is with us in those times. And there are a few things that I hope we will be able to leave this place this morning and be encouraged by. And I want to start by looking at verse 1, where it tells us that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. When you hear that word refuge, what do you think of? And I was really getting into this frame of mind this week and thinking of history. I loved history at school, and I was thinking of Anderson shelters and trenches and other things that provided shelter and refuge for soldiers and for civilians. You think of barbed wire and corrugated iron and sandbags, and they did some good in protecting them, but even if you were in those shelters or in those trenches, you still would have cowered in fear at what was going to happen to you. Here in this verse, we have a promise, don't we, that God is our refuge and strength. He is the ultimate trench, isn't he? He is the ultimate Anderson shelter. We can hide in him, can't we, in times of trouble, and not be afraid. We don't need to cower in fear when we have God as our refuge. He is a protector and a comforter combined, isn't he? And when we know that we have him on our side, we truly know that we are safe. It says in verses 2 and 3, doesn't it? Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Now, when I read those verses to you, I emphasize the word though. The key word there is though, isn't it? Because the Bible is real, isn't it? It's realistic. It doesn't tell us that there will be no problems or no issues that we will face. It's very real and earthy, isn't it? It tells us that things will go wrong. The earth will give way and the mountains will quake. But the key word is though, because despite those things happening, we have a God that transcends those things. And what was true for the psalmist when he wrote these things is true for us today. It was true in times of war, and it's true for us today. Though horrible, scary, and difficult things surround us, and those aren't in short supply in our lives, are they? Though we see the world around us suffering from natural disasters, and we see political unrest and corruption and war and famine, we can be comforted by that words, can't we? That word, though. But why? Why? Well, in verse 5 and in verse 7, we have that comfort, don't we? God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. And in verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Although these things rage around us, God will help us. The Lord God Almighty is with us. He is stronger than the vastest, strongest army you can think of. And verse 10 is possibly the most famous verse in this chapter. We as people will take a moment today, won't we, at 11 o'clock, and we will be still. It can be slightly surreal, can't it, and strange when we have that silence at 11 o'clock. And we will think about sacrifice and the selflessness of so many of those lives. But now, right this second, I want you to be silent and I want you to be still and consider God. Life is busy, isn't it? No one is denying that. We have work, we have school, we have families, bills to pay, places to be, people to see, all these things that can take our attention away. But this verse is God telling us to hit the pause button. Be still and know that I am God. When you're in times of distress, God is saying, remember who I am. When you're thinking, I can't make it through the rest of this day, God is saying, remember who I am. Be still. Acknowledge God. And inevitably we will be thinking about death today. And the Bible gives us three things that help us as Christians as we think about death. The first thing, death is unnatural, isn't it? Atheists, if they are consistent with their worldview, they should, if they're consistent with their worldview, should tell you that death is our genes and our bodies shutting down and passing on. Survival of the fittest. So, why do we cry at funerals and ache when we see our friends and family pass away? If it's just weak genes dying and ceasing to exist, then it can't all be that bad, can it? Well, we cry, don't we? And we mourn and we are sad because death is unnatural, isn't it? It feels wrong when the people we love die. Death wasn't here to begin with. It came into the world as a result of sin. And that's why we hate it so much. We might not know why we hate it, but that's why. And it hurts us, doesn't it? And it hurt Jesus when he saw his friend Lazarus die. And the Bible is clear in recording Jesus weeping. He wept because his friend had died, but he also wept because it shouldn't have been that way. He knew that death shouldn't have been there. It was a product of sin. Death is unnatural. Secondly, we can be comforted as Christians because we know that Jesus experienced death firsthand. We don't have a sanitized and distant God who knows nothing of death. Know this morning that we come and worship a Saviour who not only experienced poverty and the struggles of being a first century Jewish man, but someone that knew suffering and knew torture and knew death and can therefore sympathize with us genuinely when we think about death and think about suffering. We have Jesus Christ who not only suffered but died too. He tasted death and suffering so that we didn't have to. He paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. And thirdly, know too that we have a Saviour who conquered death. We can have hope on sad and contemplative days such as this, knowing that there is a day when Jesus returns and every tear and every moment of sadness will be made to disappear. It will be wiped away, and all that sadness that we experience now will no longer exist. Days like Remembrance Sunday will no longer need to exist. When Jesus died on the cross, he cried out, didn't he, "It is finished." He had conquered death at that moment, hadn't he? And the good news for us? Well, because he died for our sins, because he made that final sacrifice, although we will inevitably die on this earth, we don't have to experience an eternal death. We will rightly remember the sacrifice of brave soldiers who died for our peace. But this morning, also think of Jesus' sacrifice, which means that we have been offered eternal life. So this morning, be still and know God. Let's pray. O Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, Lord, you are our fortress and our shelter. We may have gone through a really tough week, Lord. We might have gone through the hardest week of our lives so far, Lord. But we come before you now. We come to this day of rest, and we can be comforted and we can be encouraged by your word, Lord. And we pray that regardless of what we've been through this week, Lord, we would know that for ourselves, that they wouldn't just be pithy words, Lord, that we can say to raise a wry smile, Lord, but we pray that the real and the genuineness of your word, Lord, would provide the rock upon which we build the foundations of our lives, Lord, that it would be a real truth to us. It would be something that would give us lasting and true joy in our lives, Lord. And we pray all of these things through your Saviour's name. Amen.